Regional military observers will be sent to the Thai-Cambodian border to enforce a ceasefire after deadly clashes erupted over disputed land surrounding an 11th-century temple. The announcement followed emergency talks on Tuesday by the Southeast Asian foreign ministers, Lydia O'Kane reports.
The land dispute between Thailand and Cambodia was high on the agenda at an ASEAN leaders meeting yesterday, with the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations agreeing to send up to 40 military and civilian observers to a remote mountainous area surrounding an 11th-century temple. The conflict has brought misery to thousands of people who have been forced from their homes, and 8 people have also died as a result of the dispute.
I would say the both parties, Cambodia and Thailand, will continue to seek amicable settlement of their differences.
Dr. Apikart Intravisit of Assumption University in Bangkok says ASEAN's efforts are welcome.
As good as ASEAN can do, they have provided a very lightest footprint in terms of helping us, Cambodia and Thailand, to come into public and show our commitment out loud.
According to Indonesia's foreign minister, the observers, all from Indonesia, will be unarmed and will observe the commitment by both sides to avoid further armed clashes. They will also provide accurate and impartial reports about complaints of violations from both sides of the borders and report back to both ASEAN and the UN Security Council. The conflict, which involves exchanges of small arms, mortars and artillery fire, is rooted in a decades-old border dispute near the Prihar Vihar temple and has fueled nationalist passions on both sides. I'm Lydia O'Kane.